JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, young mothers at the Women's Center in Kingston, inspired by stories of triumph. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
Like you, we believe in the growth of our country, a Jamaica where we can live, play, and do business. The Special Economic Zone Authority is an agency charged with growing our economy through special economic zones. Our incentives allow businesses to grow and prosper. We're your friendly regulators, working to build Jamaica's business brand. We're process-driven, performance-based, and results-oriented. To find out more, visit us at jseza.com or call 876-619-7392. Growing our economy is everyone's business.
Friends of the Women's Center of Jamaica Foundation, the WCJF, have joined the organization in celebrating its 40 years of service to the country's adolescent mothers. Recently, corporate company Lex Caribbean partnered with author Garfield Angus to share stories of triumph over adversity with teens in Kingston.
She was always told that after the night comes the day. And so after the gloom, a brand new world of opportunities open up for Antoinette. Now a teacher, she lives a life without rancor, with Pansy always by her side.
That was one of the center's staff, Beverly Martin Berry, reading Life Without Dependency, one of the short stories in the book Triumphs. Gender Minister Olivia Grange, in her address read by Executive Director of the WCJF, Zoe Simpson, said the anthology of short stories will serve as a reminder to the young women that with hard work and determination, all things are possible.
The stories contained in the book play a most vital role of encouraging a sense of resilience, motivating the reader to push forward to success. Each of the stories in Mr. Angus's book evoke emotions, reactions, and then an overall change in people. The reader is refreshed with new ideas, new hope, and a sense of triumph.
To date, the WCJF has assisted over 46,000 adolescent mothers. Activities for the 40th anniversary will be held under the theme 40 Strong, reflecting on the past, repositioning for the future. A charity ball is one of several events planned for the year-long celebration. Call 929-7608 or email womenscenter@cwjamaica.com for a list of anniversary activities.
Did you know that Vision 2030 has a plan of action to achieve goals for every 3 years? It also provides a system that monitors our progress towards making Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business by 2030.
Visit vision2030.gov.jm to find out more or check the Vision 2030 Facebook page. You may also call the Vision 2030 Secretariat at 906-4463-4.
Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app, available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app, and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
On our community notice board, the St. Michael's Church will host its annual Mother's Day brunch at the Rectory, 28 Tucker Avenue, Kingston 6, starting at 11 a.m., featuring live entertainment. Admission is $1,500 per person. Gate prize, a weekend for two to Sandals Resorts. Proceeds in aid of the church's outreach projects. And another Mother's Day brunch is being hosted, this time by Trinity Moravian Church, on May 13 from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Immaculate Conception High School. That's 152C Constant Spring Road in St. Andrew. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA with studio engineer Joel Samuels. I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.